Hello again. It's Ken Morgan here with this week's classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. Today we're continuing our run of holiday movies with The Bishop's Wife. It's the story of Henry, an overworked, conflicted bishop, played by David Niven, whose relationship with his wife Julia, played by Loretta Young, and his family and friends has suffered as he works on a demanding project for a new cathedral. He prays for guidance, and he gets it through charming Angel Dudley, played by Cary Grant. But Dudley's presence has an unexpected effect on Henry, Julia, and on Dudley himself. This movie had something of a troubled production. Originally, Niven was cast as Dudley, with Dana Andrews as the bishop, and Teresa Wright as his wife. But Wright's pregnancy, and some studio horse trading, resulted in her and Andrews leaving the project, with Young and Grant being cast. Originally, Grant was to play the bishop, but for reasons which are still disputed, as in several people have taken credit for it, Grant and Niven switched roles. Then producer Samuel Goldwyn was dissatisfied with early rushes, so director William A. Sighter was replaced by Henry Koster. After the movie was finished, a bad preview resulted in rewrites and reshoots. And then, after some disappointing early box office returns, the ad campaign was revamped, playing down the religious aspects of the story and playing up Cary Grant's presence. In the end, it worked out, though. The film ultimately did okay, and is now considered a holiday classic. It was nominated for 5 Oscars, including Best Picture and Best Director, and it won for Best Sound. And it was adapted 3 times for the Lux Radio Theater, which may be a record, I'm not sure, I better check on that. In 1996, it was remade as The Preacher's Wife, starring Denzel Washington, Courtney B. Vance, and Whitney Houston. Looking at the cast of the original movie, you'll of course notice Monty Woolley, who we saw last week as Sheridan Whiteside. This time he plays the far more agreeable Professor Weatheridge. And we'll also see Elsa Lanchester, who was in Witness for the Prosecution a while back. And this is, by my count, the 4th movie with Cary Grant that we've shown. Not that anybody is complaining. Just a reminder for fans of more recent movies that you can catch our weekly in-house showings of recently released DVDs on Wednesday and Friday afternoons. Usually. Be advised, though, that these performances, or presentations, are by registration only because space is limited, so you must sign up in advance. And if you've missed any of our previous classic movie presentations, you can access the list and the links thereof through our website at www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. If you have a comment or suggestion, you can post it on our Facebook page. You can email it to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us, or you can call us at 908-754-7885. Well, thanks again for your support. We really appreciate it. And now, from Samuel Goldwyn Productions, through RKO in 1947, here's The Bishop's Wife. Hope you enjoy it.